Recently, we were discussing changes to eye care and eye health around the UK during the COVID-19 crisis. Now, we are also going to take a look at what's happening around the UK, for instance, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Wales, because there are some differences that we want to tell you about. Now, today, we have John Olson from NHS. He's a consultant ophthalmologist, and we're going to take a look at some of the changes in Scotland. So, John, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alan, and thank you for allowing me to speak to your listeners. New scoop for you. In Scotland, the National Eye Health Framework for the Coronavirus Pandemic, Saving Sight, Saving Lives, has been issued to all NHS boards in Scotland. It aims to preserve sight where we can, but not at the cost of life itself. And I think it's really a realization that everyone needs to stop the spread of coronavirus through social distancing, both professionally and personally. But at the same time, we must preserve sight as best we can. So what the framework essentially does for Scotland is instructs boards to move into a scenario where local opticians are still open for phone calls, but are not open for the normal visits, normal business. These local opticians are going to be fielding calls from the general public in the normal way, and where they feel a patient needs to be seen, they will then pass them on to what we're now calling emergency eye care treatment centres, which all boards are setting up for their population. In some boards, there'll be one per 100,000, so they might be in different parts. In Grantham, we have five emergency treatment centres. In Glasgow, they're going to use the hospital and the independent treatment centre with part hospital service itself. The unique thing about the system is that it will all be supported by telemedicine in one way or another. It may just be by phone call, but it may also be by video links. And the important thing is that this is linking the opticians who are taking the phone calls directly with the treatment centres, where there are opticians who can prescribe medication and perform essential examination if need be, who can then, if need be, phone an ophthalmologist who can decide whether the patient actually needs to go to hospital directly, purely for intervention. That's a different model whereby you would go to ophthalmology, have your vision done, have a story with the ophthalmologist, be examined in a microscope, go for some imaging, have a chat, lounge around, talk to all your people, you're waiting for hours within the waiting room, and then we see it again. Patients are going to spend the minimum time face to face, and this is going to protect not just patients, but the optometrists and the public in general.
So, if a patient has a concern about their sight, perhaps they've noticed a change or there's perhaps an emergency, they've had an accident, is that first port of call then the high street optician or phone that optician?
Yeah, it is just phone the optician and they will either answer the phone or you'll be diverted to another optician to speak to. This is during normal working hours. Not that we have normal working hours anymore, but you think 9 o'clock till 5:30, Monday to Friday, and the weekend as well. Outside those hours, just as before, phone NHS 111.
For patients who perhaps have regular appointments, I'm thinking of those who perhaps receive injections for things like wet age-related macular degeneration or diabetic retinopathy. Are they still to attend those appointments?
They should still attend appointments if they're invited. All ophthalmology departments are thinking about how best to manage this. Previously, if you went for an injection, you would probably get a picture taken in the back of the eye, what we might call an OCT. You might have your vision done. You might speak to someone to see whether you still need to go with the heavy injection. It's now turning into a much more factory process where the need for visions and the need for imaging is being eradicated as much as possible. So patients will come in, get their injection, and go home. Again, it's about minimizing face-to-face time.
In what ways can people feel confident about going to hospitals, whether it's for emergencies or whether it's for those regular appointments? Because on our heads at the moment, you know, it's all social distancing, it's about keeping things sanitized as much as possible.
I think I'll address that in two parts. First of all, I'll talk about what's happening in the emergency eye care treatment centres, which would be the first port of call if you've got an emergency. All these eye care treatment centres in Scotland have guaranteed personal protective equipment. This has been delivered centrally by NHS National Services Scotland. It's not relying on trying to get part of the allocation for the hospital. This is guaranteed equipment. So that environment will be extremely safe. And before you can enter that environment, you've had to answer a COVID questionnaire on the phone. When you access care, whether it's in the treatment center or an ophthalmology, it's going to be a different experience. Your history taken will be done by mobile phone. Yeah. Before you come into the treatment center, that mobile phone conversation will probably be done at your home. You will then go to the treatment center and wait outside in your car. You will then be spoken to again by phone. And only when it's completely safe and the staff and the building is clean and ready for you, will you actually be allowed to enter the treatment center. The treatment center will be locked. You will not have direct access until the optometrist opens the door for you. Once you go inside, there'll be very careful measures to make sure that at all times you are more than 2 meters from the professional, except where essential. We are now using much more equipment. Even we're attaching iPads, iPhones, the slit lamps, anything that increases the distance between the professional and the patient being examined. We are using pictures of the set for fluid at the back of the eye, pictures of the whole eye, using a device called Optos much more. You'll find it a strange experience because you'll come in, you'll be examined, and then you'll probably be asked to leave. The normal bit where you get explained to you what's going on will happen by phone call, either at home or in your car. You will not be having that conversation in the treatment center. You'll be spending absolutely minimal time in the treatment center. For the hospital, it's very similar, but harder to manage. Waiting areas where you're sitting, the seating arrangement is not like before, where you're all crowded together. There is wide spacing, and you may well find that you go into one room where you give your story by phone call to an ophthalmologist sitting in a room next door to you. Again, it's about minimizing face-to-face contact for everybody and trying to maintain social distancing as much as possible.
Some reassuring advice there, John. And we'd also like to take the opportunity to thank all the optometry and ophthalmic staff for continuing to do their very best for patients during these difficult times. If you do have any questions on site services, support services, please do contact RNIB's helpline on 0303 123 9999. For the moment, to John Olson, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
And thank you, Alan.